When I was a little girl and we would start packing our valises, usually to go visit family down in Mexico, that was the word, valise. But words change, and there are two ladies who specialize in word use and have chosen Valise Books as the name of their venture. And my guests today are co-founders, editors, and publishers of Valise Books, Minerva Laviaga Luna and Laura Cesarco Eglin. Welcome, ladies. It's so nice to have you here. And let me mention that Laura is joining us from her home in Boulder, Colorado, where she is completing her PhD. Ya mero, ¿verdad?
See.
What is your PhD in?
First of all, thank you so much for having us. We're very, very pleased to be here with you. And my PhD is in Latin American literature, and my dissertation specifically is in poetry.
Excellent. Well, I have had the pleasure of having you as a guest in studio before. Regarding your own publications of poetry, which is just lovely. You're a very talented writer. And of course, Minerva, here in studio with me, welcome, is an assistant professor of English at El Paso Community College. And when did we first meet, Minerva?
I visited before when I was the executive director for Border Census.
Yes.
And when I was working on Memorias del Silencio, the project with migrant farm workers, also by Border Census.
Yes, a marvelous project, publishing the works, the written work of migrant farm workers. And Border Census, of course, is just a sterling endeavor locally. So, Valise Books, when did the name come to be and why?
I remember one afternoon we were just writing down all kinds of words, and we came up with some silly ones and some that we loved and some that we thought were not going to translate. We wanted a word that had a sound but that included the concept of what we're thinking. Valise is a word my grandmother used to use to refer for what we now say maletas, in Spanish, her suitcases.
Yes.
And so she will travel with her valises and she will fill them with all kinds of interesting things. And so it connects to the concept that we have for the press, which is it includes the idea that we want to find literature from a variety of geographies, and we want those words and those works to travel with us and to travel through our press so that we can find audiences for authors who may be far from the readers. The idea has to do with geography and the traveling of the words.
Yes, yes. Are you particularly well-traveled, Minerva? Where have you been?
Well, I have been to some place. I think Laura has traveled a lot.
Oh, I'm getting to her.
But I had an opportunity. I've been in Europe, some parts of Europe, in France and Spain and Germany, Amsterdam, some places, yes.
You've gotten around. Yes, indeed. And Laura?
I've also gotten around. I'm originally from Uruguay, South America.
Yes.
I lived in Israel for 9 years. I lived in El Paso for 4 years, and now I'm in Boulder. I also lived in Rochester, New York for 2 years, and aside from that, I did a little bit of traveling. And that, I think, is very much connected to what Minerva was talking about regarding the concept of Valise Books, because both of us are living in a place that is not the place where we were born and raised. And, and that, I think, has a major impact in how we don't want to be grounded to a certain kind of base, not just place, but space regarding our authors and how we want to go about the press.
Well, it's very charming to me that you chose a word that is so specific and intentionally of another generation, because to me it's not the maleta of nowadays that is the little black ubiquitous roller bag. No, the valise is the beat up old hard sided kind of either leather, or if it's cheaper, the vinyl edges on it and covered with stickers and scuff marks and that little very uncomfortable hard plastic handle. It has character.
And that's how we imagine. Like this valise that has traveled and that is still going to travel a lot.
Yes. Well, your first product of your valise is in my hands right now. It's a very nice looking and it feels good in my hands. And it is titled The Dead Will Rise and Save Us, Stories by Paul Pedrosa. Congratulations, your first book out even before 2016. Girls, this is...
Thank you.
You didn't waste any time. Wow. How did this particular book come to you and reach fruition? Has it been quick?
Well, we wanted this first cycle to include books in fiction and poetry and translation. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we want to also publish books in Spanish, but we wanted to start this first cycle with English. And so we went with an author that we know and that we are familiar with his work. And Paul seemed to be the perfect first author for our press. And it's been a wonderful experience to work with him. We've been working on this book for the last few months, and we're preparing a release early 2016.
Excellent. How long did it take from the point of contact to the actual final product that I'm holding? Laura?
I think it all started in July, if I'm not mistaken, or August. I went down to El Paso.
Of this year?
Of this
wow,
year,
wow, ladies.
Yeah. We're very committed.
Yes, and efficient, I must say.
I'm guessing that this first round of books is going to be work in a different way, in the sense that since these are going to be our first authors, we didn't have a call for submissions yet. We had to knock on doors. And it's been
different.
A wonderful experience mm-hmm. all around, because every person we've contacted, they were very enthusiastic to work with us, and they trusted us with their work even before they could see a previous product.
Yes.
So in that sense, it's been great. And like Minerva was saying, working with Paul Pedrosa has been great, and we've had the same amazing experience with Jeff Durkin and Laura Chalaz.
Yes, those are your next two books in the pike. Are they already actually in the works?
Yes.
And tell me about them. Jeff Durkin is going to be a poetry collection.
Jeff is an assistant professor at the creative writing department at the University of Texas at El Paso, and he also co-curates the Dishonest Mailman reading series.
Ah, yeah.
And he's an incredible poet, and we had read his work before, and we really wanted to be able to publish him. It's work, and his collection is called Traveler's AIDS Society.
Mm-hmm.
It weaves into this collection. It references to popular music, literature, history, some kind of like a wanderer through cities and mm-hmm. And different spaces. Very thoughtful, very beautiful language, mm-hmm. very intelligent, passionate. We fell in love with the collection as soon as we read it. And the other book is a translation of six Uruguayan poets that Laura Chalar, and I'll talk a little bit about her in a second, that she selected, edited. And then there's a Uruguayan scholar. His name is Gerardo Ferreira, and he's written introductions to each of the poets.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, and it's such a great project, because there's also a Uruguayan visual artist who has not only done the cover image that we're going to use, but also she's done a portrait of each of these poets. It's going to be a beautiful collection. And a little bit about Laura Chalar. She, aside from everything else, she's a lawyer, she's a poet, she's a writer, a fiction writer, and she's an amazing translator. And she has a chapbook out in English, and she has several books in Spanish. And she worked really hard to try to get Uruguayan poetry and literature in general to be out into the world. So we thought that her passion and enthusiasm for traveling literature matched our own.
Absolutely. Well, so if I understand correctly, Paul Pedrosa, Jeff Durkin, and Laura Chalar, these three people you knew and approached them to give you the material to launch with. And now you will be open, I believe your reading period is May 15 through August 15. So come May, are you going to be open for submissions?
Yes, that's our plan. We're going to, through the website, we'll be accepting works of different genres.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a reading period so that we can get ready to publish the next set of books, kind of following the same cycle we had this year, where we will be working on these books in the fall after we read all of the mm-hmm. all of the submissions.
Well, I was very happy when I went on your website, velisebooks.com, to see that you have your general guidelines spelled out very clearly, because you're very organized. You're obviously already productive. I hate to see efforts like yours tumble on themselves, and it happens more often than, well, too often, let's say, and it's a terrible loss to the people who've invested of themselves and to the writers who have turned work over, and it can get lost in the abyss. So this is a fantastic victory. With very little time remaining for this particular subject, I want to touch on the issue of translation and that it's going to play a big role in the goals of Velise Books. Who would care to speak to the role of translations?
I think something I always wanted to do, and Laura shares this interest with me, is to promote the works of authors beyond the United States, within the United States, but also beyond the United mm-hmm. States. We want to publish works in Spanish, but we also want to make those works available to a variety of readers. And Laura has extensive knowledge of Portuguese, so we figure, why not use that?
Sure.
And just include it into the scope of the vision that we have of ultimately promoting diverse authors.
So English, Spanish, and Portuguese. We have a triad of really different perspectives of the same work for each translation that takes place, because it's a new creative work to do a really good translation. I'm so excited about what you two ladies are creating. Very quickly, one quick question. Laura, where will you end up once you receive your PhD? Where are you going to go?
As soon as I know, I'll let you know, but I have no idea right now.
You're just looking at the finish line.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations in being so close to it and in taking on such a wonderful project when you have all of that going on. My thanks today to co-founders, editors, and publishers of Velise Books, Minerva Laviaga Luna and Laura Cesarco Eglin, discussing the new independent literary press dedicated to discovering, publishing, and promoting work from emerging and established authors. You can check on Velise, that's V-E-L-I-Z, books, velisebooks.com, or check them out on Facebook. Ladies, thank you so very much for talking with me.
Thank you very much for having us.